A very good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We thank God for this camp and this opportunity to study God's Word together.
我们感谢神，让我们有这个营会，能够一起来研读神的话语。
As our Pastor Quek mentioned yesterday, we thank God that this year we will be studying through the book of Micah.
就像郭牧师所说的，那我们感谢神，这一次营会我们能够来就是查考米迦书。
It's not the easiest book to study.
这不是最容易的一卷书。
And as I hope you all have read through it, you realize that there are various portions that perhaps are a little bit difficult to interpret.
那我盼望你们都有读过这卷书一遍，那你会发觉到说，那当中有一些片段是不容易的来解释的。
We'll pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will guide us and help us to understand.
我们当然是祈求圣灵能够来帮助我们来明白。
You also realize that as like many of the minor prophets, a large part of the book is rebuke.
我们也会发觉到说就像其他的这小先知书，那这卷书里面大部分的经文都是在责备。
But as our Pastor Quek also mentioned last night, this is necessary for us.
那就像郭牧师昨天晚上所说的，这是我们都需要的。
And indeed, as the camp theme says, well, these are the good things in life.
那在我们营会的主题也这么说，这些都是在生命中良善的事。
Because what is good for us may not necessarily be what we enjoy.
因为对我们好的，就是对我们良善的，不一定是我们所乐于接受的。
Sometimes we require these good things from the Lord to come to us.
有时候我们需要这些良善的东西，良善的事来从主那里来到我们这里。
In order that our lives may in return be good to Him, in that we repent of our sins and we walk with Him.
好叫我们的生命真的是能够真的是以良善来回应他，就是我们悔改认罪，我们与他同行。
And so the topics that we have through this book will sort of center around this notion or this idea of really what is goodness all about.
因为我们的这些信息都是就是围绕在这样的一个主题，就是在提到说到底什么是良善的事。
And this morning's message from verse 10 to verse 16 is entitled Do We Deserve Good?
那我们今天早上所要看的这段经文是从十节到十六节，那我们把它命名为我们配得良善吗？
A couple of years ago, I purchased a car that I'm currently using right now.
多年前几年前我买了现在我所就是使用的这辆汽车。
So it was necessary for me to go down to the bank to get what they call a banker's check, a bank draft.
那我就去到银行去。拿这样的一个
yeah, in order to pay the second-hand dealer, right?
就是要来把这样的一个款项接着这样的一个文这样的一个文字这个文件来交给这个二手承包商。
And when I got down to the bank, I was very surprised.
那我去到银行我就感到惊讶。
I seldom ever go to the bank nowadays, everything is done online.
我很少去到银行，因为我许多东西我们今时今日都是透过线上来解决的。
But that particular day, it was extremely crowded.
那天就是特别拥挤许多人在那里。
It was just, you know, an afternoon. It was usually not a time for the bank to be so crowded.
那是在一个下午，一般上那样的时间，应该银行不会这么多人。
But there were long lines, long queues, even at the ATM, you know, there were so many people.
就是排长龙，那么甚至是在提款机的地方也很多人。
Only later on, after, you know, finishing, queuing up for a long time and getting what I had to do done.
就我在排队了之后，花了一段时间，完成我当完成的事物的时候。
Then I learned about this, what do you call it? Practice of 立春啊。立春。I don't know what is it. First day of spring.
Oh.Okay, 我就呀，就才知道说那时候就是就是这样的一个立春。
Apparently, it's very near Chinese New Year.
那是靠近农历新年的时候。
And there is one particular day where everybody must deposit money into their bank accounts.
就是每一个人都要来把钱存在他们的户头。
And if you do it on that particular day at that particular time related to your zodiac, your sign, yeah.
那如果你是在某一个时候、某个时辰，那跟你的生辰八字相关的，那就在那个时候存款的话。
And then, you know, by putting money in, it means that, well, money will flow in throughout the year.
那如果你就把那个款项存入你的户头的话，那也意味着说，那一年这些财源就会广进了哈，就会流入你的户头。
And I realized I was in trouble.
我就发觉到说，哎，我糟糕了，我
because I was making the single largest withdrawal ever in my life on that day.
因为我就在那一天提了我一生里面提最大的款项。
So that means money is going to flow out from my account the whole year, right?
因此钱财就应当是从我的户头就是这样的流出来才对，就不是吗？
You see, especially among Chinese culture, we have a lot of these sort of superstitions.
我们看到说在我们华人这些习俗里面有很多迷信的色彩。
And it's always revolving around wealth, success, prosperity.
那都围绕着在财富成功就是繁荣。
Thinking that, you know, if we do this, this and this, well, wealth is going to come.
那就以为说我们做这事这那事就钱财财富就会来。
Especially around Chinese New Year period.
那特别是在农历期间。
Oh, you must say, oh, you must do this, you must not do this, you must wear this, you cannot wear that. For good luck.
那就是说，他说你应该要做这事，不应该做那事，你应该穿这个，不穿那个。那为的就是能够得好运。
But do we ever think, no, where does this good come from?
那你有没有想过，哎，到底这些的好是从哪里来呢？
Do we think really that by doing these few things,somehow you will receive good?
那你那真的以为说就这么样的做这一些的事情，那不是怎么的就有良善有好就会临到吗？
Who is the source of all this good and all this wealth?
那到底谁就是这些良善或者这些好的这个来源是哪里呢？
And all those people that queued up in the bank that day.
那一天在那银行排队的那些人。
And they go home thinking that, wow, this year must be good.
那他们就以为说回到家就以为说那今年一定是要行好运啦。
Because I put in those however much money they put in.
因为我就是把那样的一个款项就是放存入我的户头了。
But, I mean, what meaning does it have?
那到底有什么意义呢？
It's my money, I put it in my bank account, I mean,What is that to it?
Well, 是我自己的钱财，我就把它放在我的户头。那这有什么到有什么意义呢？
Yeah, because yet the world does all these things expecting blessing from somewhere.
那世人却做这些事情，那他们都期盼说有某些好的事情要从某处来到。
And do we sometimes have this sort of thinking as well?
那我们是不是有的时候也有这样的一个想法呢？
That, you know, because maybe my life is quite good, maybe because, well, I have done certain things, now God must bless me.
那可能我活得很好，那可能我行了一些好事，那么神应当要来赐福于我。
And we have this expectation, well, that, well, God must be good to me.
那我们有这样的一个期盼，就是说神应当善待我。
But have we ever asked, now, do we really deserve it?
那我们有否思想过，有没有想到过说，我们到底配得这一些吗？
There's this line that we see in today's passage.
那在今天我们所看的经文里。
See it in verse 12. For the inhabitants of Maroth waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Lord unto the gate of Jerusalem.
那就在十二节啊，他这么说：马律的居民心里又忧急，切望得好处，因为灾祸从耶和华那里临到耶路撒冷的城门。
It seems to be the expectation of many.
那这似乎是许多人的期盼。
Well, we are waiting for some good thing to happen to us.
我们在等候一些好的事情要来发生。
But what do we really deserve?
那到底我们配得什么呢？
Here in these few verses from verse 10 to verse 16,
那在这里从第十到十六节这几节里面，
You know, Micah is really pronouncing not blessing, but woe.
那米迦其实是在宣告，不是宣告赐福，而是宣告灾祸。
In the previous section that we studied last night, there was this general rebuke of their sins.
那在我们昨晚所探讨的那一段经文里面，我们就看到说，就是有这样的一个责备。
And then verse 8 and verse 9 spoke of how Micah himself, he cried and he lamented.
那第八、第九节就描述米迦他自己本身他是怎么样的哀号啊，他是怎么样的哭泣。
Because he saw the judgment, this incurable wound that is coming upon Israel because of their sin.
那他就看到这样的一个灾祸，那就是那无法医治的这个伤痕啊，就要临到以色列。
And then now what he does is he lists various cities.
那接下来他所做的就是他把一些城市给列出来。
And these are all cities very nearby, small cities nearby Jerusalem.
那这些是在耶路撒冷周围的一些小市镇。
And as he sort of addresses the cities one by one,
当他一一的把这些市镇啊，这些城市列出来的时候。
He pronounces their sin and also judgment that will come upon them.
那他就宣告他们就是指出他们的罪行，也宣告他们所当得的审判。
Showing them in a very dramatic fashion how they really deserve punishment.
那以一个非常戏剧化的方式来就是来描述他们将要领受到的这些责罚。
And that God was entirely just in bringing all these rebuke and punishments upon them.
而神是就是公义的，那他把这些的审判就是降在这些的人身上，他是施行他的公义。
Because they have been living godless, sinless, sinful lives.
那因为他们是活着一个就是非常罪恶就是不理会神，没有神的这样的一个生活。
And then God is angry with them, and they, like Micah himself, ought to lament and weep and mourn for their sins.
那神就在那里来责备他们的时候，他们本当像米迦一样应当是来为着自己的罪来哀哭，为着自己的罪来感到悲哀。
Now the way he does that is with a series of, you can say, literary devices.
那大家在这里所做的是，可以说是就是用一些的字义的方式来刻画。
It's a really not easy to understand, and you don't see it in English, and it's quite hard to see in the Hebrew as well.
那有点困难来明白的，因为它就是就是从翻译出来的语文啊，无论是英文、华文啊，都不容易看，甚至是从原文来看就也不容易明白的。
Really, you require, you know, to be sort of very, very well versed in the Hebrew language and also in the context and culture of their time, to know what he's getting at.
那要来解释这些的经文的话呢，是必须要对希伯来文非常的熟悉，而且也更是明白就是理解当时候他们的这样的一个文化。
So most of these interpretations here, I've got it from commentaries. Right? I'm not an expert in Hebrew as well.
那我这里我所要跟大家来分享的这些呢许多的都是我从一些的注释书那里参考而得的。那因为我本身我也不是希伯来文的这个专家。
And so basically what he's doing is he makes use of the names of all these cities.
那基本上他就是用使用这些城市的名称。
And he employs a sort of like wordplay on each of these cities.
那就是用这样的就是用双关语来就是接着这些城市的名字来表达。
Sometimes he uses the meanings of the names of the city.
那有的时候他是用那个城市名字的意思。
Sometimes it's the way that the name sounds and it sounds like another Hebrew word.
那有的时候是用这个城市的名字这个发音就是好像跟其另外一个希伯来字文字谐音的这样的一个方式。
And sometimes he uses a combination of both.
那有的时候就是两者就是字义以及谐音这两方面来使用。
For example, in verse 10, it says, the house of Ahra, roll thyself in the dust.
那就像第十节，那他就说到说在伯雅夫拉滚于灰尘之中。
So the word for dust is the same word as Ahra, the name of the city.
那雅弗拉就在就是跟这个灰尘就是同样的一个字。
So, perhaps maybe if a Chinese preacher were to sort of use this method, he may say something like this.
如果是一个用华文来传讲这段话语的讲员的就是个传道人呢，他可能就会这么说。
I'll try, yeah.
Okay.
好像他们可能会说，新加坡不再有幸福嫁给他了，美国一点都不美了，澳洲会感到懊悔，法国会被惩罚了，像 something like that, you know?
Okay.
to help, you know, so we understand it because, well, we understand Chinese.
那我们能够这样的来领会，因为我们明白华文。
And the people receiving this message in Micah's time, they would have understood.
那当时候这些人让他们在领受弥迦所说的时候所说的话，他们能够明白。
And for us, it might take a little bit more effort, well, to know what Micah is getting at.
那至于我们可能要花点功夫，我们才能够来明白到底弥迦要说些什么。
But really, he's rebuking them for their sin and warning them that judgment is coming.
那实在的，他就是在那里因着他们的罪责备他们，那也警戒他们说将要临到的这灾祸。
And so we have this whole listing of cities, but he also begins and ends, well, with cities relating to certain events in their history.
那在这里我们就有这一系列的 这些城市的名字。那他也从就是在开始以及结束的时候，他也提到一些其他的一些城市跟他们的历史相关的。
And that is Gath, the first city he mentions, and Adullam in verse 15.
那就像在第十节的加特，那还有第十五节十五节的亚杜兰。
Now Gath was not a city of Israel.
那加特不是以色列的城市。
This phrase "declare it not at Gath" is actually a quotation from First Samuel, Second Samuel, chapter 1:20.
那这个分句就是说。不要在加特不要在加特报告这事。那其实是取自于
Second Samuel 1:20.
撒母耳记下一章二十节。
The context was the death of King Saul.
那背景是扫罗王的死。
David, instead of celebrating, he was lamenting and mourning.
那大卫王没有为这事来庆贺，反而他是在那里哀悼。
Because it was the death of the king of Israel and his best friend Jonathan.
因为那是一个以色列王的死，而且还有他的好友约拿丹的死。
So he cried out, he says, "Don't tell this to the people of Gath. Don't let the Philistines have an opportunity to celebrate our loss."
那因此他就说不要在加特报告这事，不要让这些非利士人能够为着我们的损伤而来庆贺。
Why? Because it's not a happy thing that God is judging Israel. God is judging their king because of their sin.
这不是什么美事因为神是在审判以色列，神是在让这样的一些事情发生在以色列的王身上。
I mean, really, it's a shameful thing when our God is angry with us and chooses to punish us and rebuke us.
实在是一件羞耻的事，因为我们的神是在那里惩罚我们，是在那里责备我们。
And that is the reference that Micah is making right here in chapter 1 as well.
那这也是米迦在第一章他也这样的来引用。
So he's saying, don't declare this at Gath. Don't let the Philistines rejoice and laugh at us because God is judging us.
那弥迦在这边也说不要在加特报告这事，那不要让非利士人因为这样而在那里庆贺在那里嘲笑我们。
Now yet, he also says, weep ye not at all. Weep ye not.
Oh, okay. 他也是说，他说总不要哭泣。
And yet, in the response to this judgment that God is bringing to you,
那就是在因着这样神所施行的这审判我们不应当不要有这样的一个反应。
It is not perhaps weep tears of regret or sorrow that all these things are going to fall upon us.
那可能不是说因为我们因着这些事情我们感到懊悔，这些事情临到我们。
But it has to be repentance. That is what the Lord requires of them.
而是我们应当是来懊悔悔改，说这些事情临到我们。
So that is how he prefaces this whole section of warning.
那这也就是他这样的来就是来形容这样来带出这样的这个警戒。
Really to say you do not deserve good, you do not deserve any blessing at all.
那他所要说的就是你根本不配得任何的良善，不配任何的赐福。
Instead, it is all but shame and disgrace because of how you have rebelled against your God.
而是因着你的叛逆，你本当是蒙羞本当就是来受辱。
And so he tells us in verse 10, And verse 11, he expresses the thought of vanity.
那第十一节，他要表达这样的一个构思就是虚妄。
So as I mentioned just now, Afra has the meaning of dust. Roll thyself in the dust.
那就像刚才我所说的，这个亚夫拉就是有这个尘埃的意思，就是说在尘埃里面来滚。
He says, "Pass ye away, verse 11, thou inhabitants of Saphir, having thy shame naked." The word Saphir is the word for beautiful.
那这里第十一节说 ，Saphir 的居民呐、啊，你们要赤身蒙羞过去。那沙菲它有这样的一个意思，就是美或者是悦目。
So really, a city who was supposedly known to be beautiful, it says now you will be shamefully naked.
那就是说，这样的一个城市本来是非常美的，非常悦人耳目的，但是现在却变成了赤身露体。
Your sins, your ugliness will be exposed.
你的罪，你丑陋的一面将被揭露。
And he says, then inhabitants of Za'anan came not forth in the morning of Beth Azel.
那之后他又说，沙南的居民不敢出来，那伯以特。人的哀哭使你们无处可站。
And the word Za'anan has the meaning of going forth, sort of like migrating, coming out.
那Za'anan的意思就是说，就是有这样的一个意思就是要移居出去。
And so when their neighboring city, Beth Azel, which has the meaning of nearness or house at the side, the house of nearness.
那在邻近的这个城市叫做伯以谢的伯以谢的意思也就是说邻近之家。
So he says, you know, this house that was supposed to come forth did not come forth. They did not defend their neighbor when they were under attack, and therefore it led to their mourning.
那也就是说，家应当，或者这些人应当是出来维护这个城市，但是他们却没有出来，那以至于他们这个城市受到攻击。
And therefore, he, that is God, shall receive or take of you his standing, your basically your place, right in Israel, shall be taken out from you, taken away from you.
那就是说到说的。就是说神就要把以色列就是从他们当中
taken up from standing in Israel.
Sorry,
the city will be taken up, removed.
Okay, 这样的一个城市从以色列给挪出来，
yeah.
挪移出来。
And so really, I mean, what Micah is saying is he's pronouncing woe on all these cities.
那也就是说，米迦是在就是宣告灾祸要临到这些城市。
To a people that thought highly of themselves, they perhaps prided in their beauty, in their success.
那这些人自以为自鸣其高，那他们以为说自己是非常的美，非常的成功。
They cared only for things like beauty, or their safety and security, their standing in society.
那他们只顾虑到说他们的美貌他们的保障，他们在这社会中的地位。
But they were then being exposed for their selfishness and their vanity.
那他们就被揭露了，那让人看到他们的自私，他们的这个虚伪。
Where they only cared for these empty things.
那他们只因为他们只看顾或者说只在乎这些没有意义的东西。
They cared only to protect themselves and did not come forth and defend their neighbors.
那他们只愿意来维护自己，他们也不就是不愿意来帮助他们的邻居。
They only had an outward facade of beauty, but inwardly they were ugly.
那他们只有在外在的那样的虚荣，这样的美貌，内里却是非常丑陋的。
And God is saying, what you deserve is just to be covered in dust.
那神就告诉他们说，你不过是配得让用尘埃来就是掩盖自己。
You deserve to be removed from Israel, no longer to be counted as one of God's cities.
那你配得的是从以色列国被挪移出就是移开来，那不配继续成为以色列国的一个城市。
The message is clear, they do not deserve good.
那信息是很清晰的，就是他们根本配得良善。
And that is the message that we have to hear this morning as well.
那这也是我们今早晨必须来领受的这样的一个信息。
And we care only for the vain things of this world.
如果我们只为着这世上的虚妄的事情来劳碌的话，
we seek after outward beauty, we seek after success and self.
如果我们只是追逐外在的容貌，我们只一味的要得成功，那要就是得到这些的名利的话，
what makes us think that God will give it to us?
那我们我们有什么资格来就是期盼神把良善赐给我们？
And then he speaks of verse 12 and verse 13 of worldliness.
那在第十二和十三节他就提到这就是爱世界。
The meaning of Maroth, the next city we see, is bitter.
那我们看到的另外一个城市叫做马律它的意思就是苦。
Remember, the mother-in-law of Ruth.
还记得这个路德的婆婆嘛，的家婆嘛。
Name was Naomi.
她本来是称为哪儿米。
But then she lost her two sons, she lost her husband.
那她就是失去了她的丈夫，还有两个儿子。
And then she returned. She returned back to Israel, and then she told everyone, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara."
那他就回到了以色列地。那他就叫众人说，那不要再称呼我哪儿米，不要再称呼哪儿米，而是叫称呼我马拉。
Well, same word there. Mara is the feminine, Maroth, the masculine form of the word for bitter.
那这是同样的一个字眼啊，马拉。是就是这个字的就是词性的这个字，它是同一个字根。那马律就是
is a bitter
bitterness, yeah. 就是苦的意思。
Because she's saying, my life is no longer pleasant. I've experienced all this ill, and therefore it's bitter.
那我的这一生已经不是那么的喜乐了，那我真的是充满着愁苦。
And that was a message for the people of Maroth.
那这就是给这马律的居民他们的这样的一个信息。
You said you expect all these good things, you expect pleasant and nice things in your life.
你在期盼这些良善的事情，你期盼说得到生命中一些美好的事。
You are hoping for it, you are waiting for it, you are expecting it to happen.
你在期盼着它，你在等着它你更甚至是认为说它要来发生。
But you are in for a bitter disappointment.
其实你所要得的是就是苦的失望。
Because what is coming down upon you, even unto the gate of Jerusalem, is the judgment of the Lord.
那因为要临到你的甚至是到了这个以色列的城门的都是神来的审判。
And then he talks about Lachish.
那之后他就提到拉吉。
And some have observed that this word Lachish, it sounds like the Hebrew word for a male steed, racehorse, a fast horse.
那这拉吉就是有人就说这与希伯来文就是关于能够很快奔驰的很快的这熊的马的这个字的发音是相似的。
And so he says, now you get ready for war. You get all your swift horses, you bind them to the chariot, prepare to be attacked.
那他就是说你啊预备好来作战了，因为你啊就是把你的这些马车就把它套在这些快马的身上。
He says, you trust in your equipment, you trust in your technology, you trust in your horses, well, let's see if they can protect you.
那你就是信靠你的科技，你信靠你这些的快马这些的戒备，那我们就来看一看到底这些能够保护你吗。
And so he singles out Lachish, and he says, now, this is the beginning of the sin of the daughter to the daughter of Zion, for the transgression of Israel were found in thee.
那他就是特别的指出拉吉，那他就是说西安民就是西安女子的就是的罪是由你而起的。
Now it seems that Lachish historically was associated with trusting in horses.
那看来拉吉是在就是在过去的时候，在历史中是好像是因就是靠赖他们的马而成名的。
Now why was this a problem?
那为什么这样会是有错呢？
No, way back in the book of Deuteronomy.
那在生命记那里。
God gave to Moses some set of instructions concerning what a king must do.
那早在生命记里面神就已经给了这样的一个吩咐借着摩西就是颁布说关于王应当做些什么。
They were not to multiply women unto themselves. They were not to multiply silver and gold.
他们不应当是来增添自己的这些妻子这些妻妾，那他们也不应当是为着自己就是添加自己的财富。
And they were not to multiply horses to himself.
他们也不当为自己来增添这些马车。
Now what was the reason behind this?
那为什么呢？是为什么到底背后的用意是什么呢？
You see,horses were really representative of the military might of the armies in those days.
那我们要知道说马匹是可以说是这个军力的这样的一个代表，是在当时候就是代表着你的军备。
For example, the armies of Egypt, where they were in captivity, it was demonstrated by how many chariots and how many swift horses they had.
那就像埃及就是他们曾经被奴役的这个地方，那埃及就是以他们有多少的兵多少的车马来就是显示他们的军力。
And as they had left Egypt, and they saw how GodCaused the waters of the Red Sea to sweep over the armies of the Egyptians. Their chariots were stuck in the mud, and they perished.
那当他们离开埃及的时候，神就使到这个红海的水掩盖，那使到这些埃及人的兵马他们的马车都陷在那淤泥的里面。
God was demonstrating to them that I am more powerful than any chariot army that this world can ever raise.
神是向他们显示说我是比任何这个世界上任何国家的军队就是来得更有全能。
And all the kings had to understand this.
那所有的王都必须明白这一点。
You trust in God, you do not trust in your army or the arm of your flesh.
那你必须来信靠神，而不是信靠你自己这个血肉之躯。
David understood that.
大卫明白这点。
In Psalm 20 verse 7, he said this.
在诗篇第20篇第7节。
He says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
那他说有人靠车，有人靠马，我们却要提耶和华的名。
So he understood this principle that as a king, he must not trust in his army, he trusts in God.
那他明白这个这个道理，他知道说啊、我身为王，我应该是，我不应该是来靠我的这些的军力，而是我应该来信靠神。
No, but when Solomon his son came to power,
那当所罗门王就是大卫的儿子在位的时候
，The Bible tells us that he gathered together chariots and horsemen.
那圣经就告诉我们说，他在那里为自己的来就是累积就是累积更多的这些车马。
We are told that he gathered together thousands of chariots, thousands of horses.
那我们知道说他就是为自己来就是收购这些千千万万的这些马匹还有马车。
And we are told that he even established cities for chariots.
那我们也知道说他甚至来设立一些的城市，就是为了要来存放这些的马车。
Meaning to say that these will be cities specifically to raise the horses, to build the chariots, well, just for the purpose of the army.
那也意思就是说，他这些的城市就是就是来喂养这些的马只马匹，那么也来就是让这些的马车被设立起来，那为的就是让军队来使用。
And it seems, now coming back to Micah, that Lachish would have been one of these cities.
那看起来我们回到米迦书，那看起来那拉吉就可能就是其中的一个城市。
That is why Micah says, you are the beginning of this sin to Jerusalem.
那因此米迦就这么说，你就是这个耶路撒冷罪的开始。
And every sin after that will, every king after Solomon will continue in this way, trusting in chariots and horses.
那每一个就是接续所罗门做王的这些王呢，他们都会继续延续这样的一个做法，就是要为自己来预备的这些车马。
And so, Micah now looks at Lachish and says,Because of this worldliness of yours, because you cause others to trust in the flesh and not in God.
那因此米迦就看这拉吉就看到就说到说啊，你这样的这贪爱这个世界，那你因为你是来靠赖这些就是你的就是血肉之躯，而不是来依靠神
，causing every king.To break the commandment given to them in Deuteronomy that they must not multiply horses.
那这使到所有的王就是没有遵照在生命记所吩咐的，叫他们不要来就是为自己来累积这些马匹。
And so he's telling them, now you trust in these chariots so much, you get ready your horses, you bind them to the chariots, and let's see how they can defend you.
那因此他说你既然是这样的来信靠这些的马，那你就把这些马把这些车套上这些马，那我们就来看到底你能有什么样的能耐。
And again, the message to us, I believe, is quite clear.
因此我们可以看到我相信这个信息对我们来讲都是很清晰的。
But if we trust,In the things of this world.
因为如果我们是信靠这个世界的话。
We put all our efforts in trying to fulfill our ambition.
那如果我们尽我们的力量就是想要来达成我们的愿望的话。
And we use worldly methods to get what we want.
而我们用世人的方式来得到我们所要得的。
We don't trust in the Lord, we don't obey His commandments.
我们不来信靠神，我们不来遵行他的诫命。
But we just immerse ourselves in the ways of the world.
那我们不过是把自己沉溺在这世人的这些法则里。
Thinking that if I trust in my wisdom, maybe I believe in the world's superstition, maybe I can get good.
那以为说我就是信靠这个世界或者是我就是追随这些迷信的事情，那可能这会带给我好处。
Micah tells them that what awaits you is a life of judgment, punishment, a bitter disappointment.
那米迦告诉他说，告他们说啊，等候你的不过就是审判、苦楚这样的一个生活。
And finally, lives of deceit.
最后就是就是受欺诈的生活。
Moresheth Gath is actually Micah's own hometown.
这个摩。
14 verse 4.
我摩利色加特其实就是米迦他的家乡。
Now, Moresheth sounds like the Hebrew word for one who is betrothed or a bride.
那摩利色他的这个发音呢，就在希伯来文里面就好像是一个已经被许配了的女子一样。
And he says, now you give presents to Moresheth Gath as like a dowry or presents that you give to a bride.
那你要将礼物给这个摩利色加特，那也就是意思说，就好像你是给就是要下聘要来娶一个女子一样。
Thinking that this city is yours to keep.
那以为说这个城市是属你的你可以把它存留下来。
But the irony is that this city will actually be handed over to the Assyrians when they come and they judge and they come to destroy Israel.
那就是那真相呢是这个城市将会被亚述人给占据了。当他们下来就进攻这个以色列的时候。
And he says the houses of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel.
那还继续说雅各系的众族必用诡诈待以色列诸王。
Now the word Achzib is the same word for lie, or maybe has the idea of disappointment.
那雅各系这个字呢，它其实是同一个。就是这个字也有这个欺骗的意思，那或者说就是让人失望。
And so that's how they will be to the kings of Israel, because they too will be taken, they too will be captured.
那这也就是就是他们就正是如此，他们会令到以色列王失望，因为他们也将会被夺去。
Because they may give the illusion that they are a strong, well-defended city, but it will be so easily taken and will fall with the rest of the cities as well.
那就意思是说，这些让人看为就是误以为说，哇，他们是那样的就是强大的这些这个城市，那但是他们也一样的跟其他的一样，很快的就沦陷了。
And he says, I will bring an heir unto thee, verse 15.
那第15节就说到说，
The meaning of the word heir here is like a conqueror.
意思那夺取你的人，OK，我必使那夺取你的来到你这里。
Yeah, so. He says, there is someone who is coming to conquer you, to destroy you.
那意思说，那有人要来，就是来占据你，要来毁灭你。
Word Marisheh has this idea of the spoils of war, things that you gain by conquest.
那这玛丽莎她这个字，这就是有这样的一个就是跟就是战利品就是谐音的。
And so you may think of yourself as being victorious, but in actual fact, you will be the one that will be conquered.
那你可能以为说你自己是胜利者，其实事实上你却是被占据了。
And in all these, perhaps you can say lies that they tell themselves.
那这些都你可以说是他们自己自欺欺人。
Where they think that they are great, they think that they are strong.
那他们以为自己很伟大，以为自己很强，很刚强。
That we are the betrothed, the promised bride, that we will be with Israel forever. They think that they are the conqueror, gaining the spoils of war.
那他们以为说他们已经是许配了给以色列的，那会永远跟以色列同在。那他们以为说他们将是就是统战者啊，他们却被对方给统战了。
But these are really just lies, just false assurances.
那其实这些都是一派谎言啊，都是一些虚假的应许。
The deceit of appearing to be useful, to be good.But in actual fact, empty, weak cities ready for the taking.
显得好像是很有用处，那是很有能力，但是事实上却很容易的就被占据了。
Sometimes that is also a problem that we face.
那有的时候这也是我们所面对的问题。
Where we put up a facade, we put up an image of being very righteous and holy, of being good.
我们就是表现着在外表看来是我们是那样的圣洁，那样的敬虔，那么的好。
And the people around us think well of us, praise us, give gifts even to us to encourage us.
我们周围的人是那么看好我们，甚至称赞我们，甚至是送礼物给我们。
But really, there is nothing much beneath the surface, or rather, is entirely different inside.
的确其实事实上就是内里是空洞的或者说真的是却不是那么样美好的。
Well, we bear the name of Christ, but we have little Christ-likeness in us.
那我们虽有基督的名，但是我们却在我们里面却没有任何像基督的。
These are the lies of hypocrisy that sometimes we bear.
那这些就是我们有的时候所带给人的那样的个假冒为善那样的一个那样的对人欺诈。
And again, do we think we deserve good?
那再说到底我们真的是配得良善吗？
Because we may be able to deceive everyone.
因为我们或许能够来就是来骗就是欺骗所有的人。
And they will think, well, you deserve blessing from God because you are such a faithful servant of God.
那他们可能会说你应当是得到神大大的赐福，因为你是神这么忠心的仆人。
But the one that we cannot deceive is God himself.
而我们所不能够欺骗的那一位就是神本身。
And therefore he says, he shall come unto Adullam, the glory of Israel.
那因此他就在这里说以色列的尊贵人必到亚杜兰。
Now this Adullam is, as I mentioned, a reference to something that happened in the past. It was where David fled to.When he was on the run.
那这亚杜兰是指着过去所发生的事情。那大卫在前在逃命的时候曾经去到亚杜兰。
Twice in David's lifetime. Firstly, when he was running away from Saul who wanted to kill him.
大卫在一生中曾经两次逃难到那里。那第一次是就是扫罗王追杀他的时候。
And that's in 1 Samuel 22 verse 1.
那是在撒母耳记上22章第一节。
And then a second time in 2 Samuel 23:13.
那第二次就是在撒母耳记下23章13节。
And that is when he was on the run or he was in a battle with the Philistines.
那就在他跟菲利士人来打战的时候。
And as a king, he was, you can say in a sense, the glory of Israel. That was how sometimes kings were described.
身为 王，那你可以说就是他是以色列人的荣耀，那这也就是有的时候我们就是这样的来形容王。
But what Micah is saying here is that they will have to flee like David into the caves and to the hills.
那在这里大米迦就是说他们就必须像大卫一样就是落荒而逃，逃到山洞里逃到树林中。
Because judgment is coming.
因为审判即将临到。
And therefore he tells them in verse 16.
那因此在16节他就告诉他们。
You must weep and mourn.
你们应当来哭泣，应当来哀
哭。Because you realize that you deserve
judgment. 因为你知道你所配得的是审判。
When they were in a period of mourning, what they would do, they would cut their hair bald. And he says here, like a bald eagle.
那他们就是在那里来哀哭哀悼，那他们将会把头发给剪光就在这里所形容的就是像秃鹰一样。
It is an expression of mourning, especially in light of impending judgment.
那在这里就是看一个哀痛的表达就是为着将要临到的灾难。
You see, as we concluded last night's message, the conclusion here is the same.
我们看到昨晚在昨晚的信息的这个结束的时候的那个结束跟这里是相似的。
Judgment was certainly coming upon both the northern and the southern kingdoms.
审判是肯定要临到的。审判肯定要临到北国还有南国。
The armies of the Assyrians were bearing down upon them.
那这些叙利这些亚述的军队正来进攻他们。
Their children will be sent into captivity. You see in verse 16.
那在16节我们看到说他们的儿女将会被就是被掳。
But what they had to do at that point of time was to repent.
那他们在那个时候在那个时刻所当做的是应当是要来悔改。
Nationally, their witness will be taken.
他们的国度的见证会被挪去。
But the individuals, if they repented, they could still be saved.
那个人如果他们有悔改的话他们仍然是能够得救的。
If they will hear this message and take it seriously,
如果他们愿意听这样的一个信息认真的来看待。
No longer to have that foolish expectation for good.
不再是有这样的一个愚昧的期盼要来期盼得到良善。
To realize that they really don't deserve any good from the Lord.
来发觉到说其实他们自己真的是不配从神那里得到任何的良善。
Really, that they deserve all the judgment that is coming down upon them.
然后其实他们所配得的是神从神降下的各样的灾祸。
And they repent of their sins and turn back to the Lord.
他们要来悔改来转向神。
Yes, then God can reward them with good.
如果他们这么做的话神就肯定是能够以良善来奖赏他们。
Not good in the eyes of the world like wealth and health and success and prosperity.
不是这世人眼里所看的那良善，不是那富裕，不是那就是健康，也不是那繁荣。
But good in the sense of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是得到救赎，得到神主耶稣基督所赐的救赎恩典。
Do we deserve that good?
那我们是否配得那样的一个良善呢？
No, we don't.
我们不配的。
But only by the grace and the mercy of God that He can save us if we turn to Him and repent of our sins.
唯有是借着神的恩典，借着神的怜悯，如果我们唯有当我们回转，我们就是悔改回转来归向神。
Do we care about our lives? Do we care about the lives of our children?
那我们是否 关心我们自己的生命，是否关心我们儿女的生命呢？
It was not an easy message for Micah to preach.
那对弥迦来说，这是不容易宣讲的一堂信息。
He was preaching to his very own people, his family, his loved ones.
他是在向他自己的子民，向他自己的至亲家属来传讲。
Telling them that their cities will be destroyed, their children will be taken captive.
告诉他们说，他们的城市将会被毁灭，他们的儿女将会被掳掠。
But he wanted to wake them out of their spiritual slumber.
他也要唤醒他叫从他们的属灵的沉睡中把他们唤醒过来。
Telling them that they do not deserve any good, they deserve judgment unless they repent.
告诉他们说，其实他们不配得任何的良善，他们只配得这个审判刑罚。
And that's the message that we need to hear this morning as well.
这也是我们今天早上所当听到的信息。
Let's stand to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来向神祷告。
Our gracious, loving Father in heaven.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱圣天父。
We thank thee for thy word.
我们为着你的话语感谢你。
The stern warning that thou givest to us this morning.
在今天早晨你所向我们发出的这样的一个严峻的警戒。
We pray that thou help us to also see the sin, hypocrisy in our own lives.
我们也求主让我们来看到我们自己在生命中的罪行以及我们的虚假。
Lives of vanity, of worldliness, of lies.
我们这样的一个虚妄的生活，这样的一个属世的生活，这样的一个欺诈的生活。
You help us to repent and to turn to thee.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够悔改，好像我们能够归向你。
Pray thou continue to guide us through this week as we study this book.
我们也求主继续的来引导我们，当我们继续进入探讨这卷书的时候。
May thy Holy Spirit teach us and fill us with understanding and also a desire to live accordance to thy word.
那我们愿主你的灵就是来教导我们，来赐给我们聪明，来明白你的话语，也依照你的话语来行。
Pray and ask in the name of our blessed Savior.
我们这样的祈求是奉靠我们的救赎主的圣名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.